Now, in that whole Christmas story, the real misfits, the real odd men out, if I can call them that, were the wise men from the East. They weren't Jews. They weren't among God's chosen people. What in the blazes were they doing there that day? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When a woman's about to have a child, it's a bit of a tradition these days to have what's called a baby shower. You know, people bring presents for the newborn. Although, that whole thing is nothing new. Back around that first Christmas, some wise men, magi as they were called, came from the east following a star. And when the star stopped and they found the child Jesus, they gave him things of great worth. Here's how it played out. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. The wise men came to the house where the child was with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened the boxes of gifts that they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But it's not just the presents. They in and of themselves were truly amazing. But these revered, wise old men fell down on their knees in that grotty, smelly stable and worshipped that child. Something inside them told them that this Jesus was someone special. This Jesus was someone, even at this young age, to be worshipped. Think about that. Would you get down on your knees and worship a child? Seriously, I wonder if you and I had been there, whether we'd have done the same thing. You look around at God's church today, and sometimes people look so bored when they're quote-unquote worshipping Jesus that you can't quite imagine it. Hey, listen up. This whole Christmas thing, it's a big deal. Jesus, God's own son, came for you and me. How would you respond? That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such a depth, such a richness in what God has to say to us. And if you haven't noticed by now, our passion here at Christianity Works is to share that with you in a way that really makes sense in your life with all the other things you have going on. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.